Today on Keeping It Real, Cam Marston comes to grips with the fact that at his current age, he has fewer chapters ahead of him than he has behind him. And he has no problem telling us exactly what he's decided to do about it.
I'm told people go through chapters of life. Well, for me, the middle age chapter has arrived. It began with a welcome to middle age procedure for men that I suspect many of you know about. The last thing I remember was the kind but cold-handed doctor saying, "All set, please roll onto your left side." 2 days after that lovely experience, some new painful symptoms turned out to be shingles. Shingles? Really? Don't you have to be like 70 to get shingles? All this led to the realization that if I live as long as the Census Bureau says, I'm now firmly past my midway point. Years ago, my parents told me that when I got older, my friends and I would experience these chapters of our lives together, and they were right. In an earlier chapter, we married and attended each other's weddings and those celebrations. In another chapter, we began having children and attended those celebrations. It's after having children, though, that the celebratory chapters begin slowing down. There are more to come, but the time between each of them is greater. And many of these new chapters are, well, tough, kind of sad, not celebratory. It's an existential reminder. Here's an example. My wife and I had children later than many of our friends, which means that today I'm observing my friends as their oldest child goes off to college. They realize, as one friend told me the other day, that from now on, and if all goes as planned, their child will only come home to visit, to never live at home again. My wife has cried every day this week, my friend said, wiping his own eyes as he said it. Now my friends and I are leaning on each other as our parents pass away. I've attended 4 funerals in the past 3 months, all for my friend's parents. It's another striking reminder that there are fewer chapters ahead than behind. So with this obvious truth staring me in the face, what's my response supposed to be? Well, I don't know what a therapist would advise, but here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to eat these next chapters up. I'm going to live out loud. I've spent nearly 50 years slowly and carefully building a reputation of character, integrity, and, well, responsibility in what I do. And I'm going to spend the next 40 years undoing every last bit of it. Tomorrow night is the big Halloween celebration in New Orleans. Bourbon Street will be full of crazy weird people in crazy weird costumes. I'll be there with 4 great friends and our wives. We're driving over for the night dressed as Elvis and Showgirls, the roving Elvi. It is definitely not the responsible thing to do. So to this next chapter of my life, I say welcome. Nice to meet you. Now let's go have some fun. I'm Cam Marston, and I'm just trying to keep it real.
To learn more about Cam Marston and his research, visit generationalinsights.com.